Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio Show. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning here on FM 101.1. Every Sunday morning, tell your friends, neighbors, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. I know we got some time shortage here because we got Mr. Chad Owens, a very busy guy, a former UH football player, a CFL, I believe MVP, and NFL player. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Hey, Percy, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, I know. I met him last week, guys, at the Aging in Place event, and this guy is buffed. I mean, I watched you play. I don't know if you want to divulge your age, but, man, you're in great shape today. What's going on with you today?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always prided myself in being in great shape, you know. And obviously, when I was playing football, you know, just being able to run all day and, you know, lifting weights. I've been lifting since I was 14 because I was always that undersized guy, right? So sure. I had to try to make up for that with being a hard worker, getting strong, and just doing whatever I could to try to gain an advantage. And, you know, that sort of set the foundation of my work ethic, you know. And so I just love being in shape, you know. So here now I'm done. I'm in my early 40s. I'm 41. And, you know, I'm just focused on, you know, being as healthy as I can be. But, you know, I bodybuild now. So I've transitioned from football to bodybuilding. And, you know, it just helps me continue to train with purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Chad, I stood next to you the other day, and I'm 5'10". You know, small fry, but maybe for the NFL, that is kind of small. But, you know, thanks and shout out to your school, Roosevelt. I live like 3 blocks away from Roosevelt, so I pass by there almost every day.
Let's go. Yeah. Rough Riders.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of our listeners, Chad, most of us are over 50, but want to know a little bit about some of your greatest football moments at UH career. Can you just mention a couple?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a bunch, but the one that stands out to me and the one that stands out to a lot of fans, you know, UH fans, is that in 2001, that BYU game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was sort of not my coming out party, but it really put me on that national scene because of the game I had. And, you know, talk about a childhood dream to be able to play football at the Division I level in a packed, sold-out stadium in that atmosphere. I mean, that day fulfilled my childhood dream, you know. And, you know, shout-out to all the fans that showed up that day, supported, all sunburnt, you know. it was an incredible day, an incredible game. We did our thing. You know, we ruined their season, their undefeated season, and that was one of, you know, those historic games in UH history, in my opinion.
Absolutely, and it's unfortunate. You know, we actually love watching UH play BYU. I'm sure vice versa. It was a great, great rivalry. I really miss those days. Now, you played in NFL, but you also played in CFL. I know I still play softball and golf. Can you tell me kind of is there a big difference between CFL and NFL?
Yes and no. I'm going to start off with the yes. The biggest difference is the pay scale. I mean, there's a few extra zeros in the NFL that you get. You know, but at the end of the day, it's football. You know, in the NFL, right, traditional American-style football, it's 11 on 11. 100-yard field, right? The end zones are 10 yards. In the CFL, it's 12 on 12.
Oh.
110 yards of goal line to goal line, and the end zones are actually 20 yards deep, and the field is a little bit wider.
Right.
And the goal posts are at the goal line in the CFL as opposed to the back of the end zone in the NFL. And in the CFL, there's only 3 downs. So there is a bunch of different, like, rules, you know, But at the end of the day, you're playing football.
Yeah, I did not know there were 12 players. I knew the rest, the size and everything. But weren't you the MVP 1 year or 2 years?
Yeah, so in 2010, I was the special teams player of the year. Oh, okay. And then in 2012, I became the league. Like, they call it most outstanding player, but, you know, it's the MVP of the league that year. So I was the MOP that year. We won the Grey Cup that year, which is, you know, like the championship equivalent to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great year.
So let me ask you,
100th Grey Cup.
Let me ask you this: playing football growing up, Roosevelt, UH, CFL, NFL. What are some of the lessons that you learn from a business point of view now as you get older? How does that career as a football player resonate as you get older?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to this just in general. I think sports, and more so in football, just teaches you so many life lessons. It preps you. It preps you for life. All the adversity you have to go through, the injuries you have to overcome, the you know, the different perspectives that you're just in a hold on a team with, right? Every coach is different. Every player is different. And you're surrounded by different ethnicities. You're surrounded by different perspectives. And, you know, at the end of the day, you guys all have a common goal, and that's to win a championship. So, with that mindset, you automatically just love on each other. It's a family atmosphere and, you know, respect. And, you know, you may not always see eye to eye with certain people, but that's just what it is, right?
That's life.
But at the end of the day, it's taught me all the lessons I've learned through football, more so from a adversity perspective. I've had to overcome, you know, some injuries and, you know, some unfortunate times in the NFL getting cut. And, you know, that was my dream. You know, my dream wasn't to play in the CFL. I never knew about the CFL when I was growing up, because I'm from, you know, the United States, and we don't really see much CFL.
Absolutely.
But, you know, just the ability to be relentless, persevere, keep going. Those lessons are what allows me to do what I do today. You know, because at the end of the day, we won't stop aging, right? We won't stop getting older. But if our mindset can remain the same, you know what I mean? Like, it can actually get better as we age. We can get smarter. We can do more for our bodies. We can take the lessons we've learned and apply it to ourselves and to other people, right? That's the biggest thing, is that we can pour into other people. And that's, you know, again, another thing that I've gotten through sports, you know, that community effort, the give back, the selflessness. I think that's a huge factor, you know, in sports and in life.
Yeah, you know, I still play golf and men's softball. I've been to the national championships, world championships in softball. And yeah, the team effort. But I've always told my son, who's actually going off to college very soon, that you know, there's a lot of life lessons you can learn playing sports: work ethic, staying in shape, team, having a team environment, getting along with all sorts of people. It's just something that I think, you know, I try to pass on to him as he goes on to his next part of life. Now, do you have children? Do you have kids, boys, girls?
Oh, yeah. Me and my wife, Rena, we've been together since we were 12 years old, believe it or not.
Really?
So we're both 41 now.
Wow.
We have three kids. We had our son in college, so my son is at the University of Hawaii right now. He's 20. He's playing football. He's a receiver.
Really?
So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I got to watch out
that's
for
exciting.
Him. What's his name?
Chad Owens Jr.
Oh, okay. I think I may have seen that. Fantastic.
Yeah. Our daughters, one just graduated high school. She's going to be going to UH, getting into like nursing and medical school. She might walk on to play soccer. She's a soccer player, and her name's Ariana. And our youngest, Sierra Lynn, she's a sophomore right now at Mauna Loa High School.
Oh, good for you. I'll give you a lot of credit, you know, staying together, you know, keeping the family intact all these years, because that's rare. But I give you a lot of credit, and kudos to your wife and you as well. But so anyway, guys, you're probably wondering, Chad's only 41. You know, Generations Magazine is for seniors 50, 60 plus. Why is he on this show, you know? So, guys, backtrack. I've played sports all my life, continue to play sports. I will continue to play as long as I can. My father played tennis three times a week up until 90. But anyway, so I saw this, you know, I've always had pains and aches, and I was never at that kind of elite level like you, Chad, but, you know, I played, you know, Weekend Warrior stuff, and I always get hurt. And I heard about this supplement over the counter called Xanthosin. And so there, you know, I approached them, and then we talked about it. And, you know, before anything comes in Generations Magazine, we got to vet it, especially the product and service. So I try to vet it and make sure it's good for the magazine, good for our seniors. And so I just reached out and said, hey, can I try this? You know, they said, sure, yeah. So it's anti-inflammatory. It's the astaxanthin. Well, Chad, you probably can talk more about it. It is a known compound that is the best for inflammation. And so now, as you've seen commercials, and I saw your ad this morning in the paper, xanthosin is breaking through, is going to break through tremendously on anti-aging and inflammation. But I know some of the physical challenges you face as a football player. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with xanthosin?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I just want to sort of backtrack, you know, we talk about aging and, you know, it's that can either be slowed or sped up, right? So
right.
The more stress you put in the body, I feel the more you will age, the more things can. So football is a lot of stress, you know, physical stress, mental stress.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of injuries that I've had to go through. And you can imagine, like, I was taking things just to get through practice. I was taking things every game just to ensure that I was, you know, feeling optimal. I didn't want to feel a thing.
Right.
You know, so I did what I had to do to play, but I know some of those things can be harmful. But, you know, fast forward, I'm done playing. You know, my focus is on, obviously, my health and longevity. And I guess, you know, based on my career, my past, and what I'm doing now in fitness and bodybuilding, you know, Xanthosin, you know, Randall and David, they reached out to me and said, hey, Chad, like, we'd love for you to try this and see if it can help with your, you know, joint and muscle function. And, you know, it has some anti-aging properties. And, you know, we'd love to get your feedback. So I said, sure, I'm on game for that. And it's natural, right? So that's
right.
The biggest thing. It was natural. It's not harmful for you. I said, yeah, I'd love that. I need that right now. I'm actually going through a shoulder deal. You know, I have a torn labrum in my shoulder.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I did that. I found out 6 months ago, and I just kind of just been dealing with it. So I said, guys, this is the perfect time. So I started taking it, and I was taking, you know, there's no recommended, like, you know, you can't overdose on this stuff. So I was,
right.
You know, I understand medicine, I understand supplements. You can go according to what your body needs. And so I started at, like, honestly, 4 pills a day. Then I upped it to 6, and then I upped it to 10, actually. First, I was taking 10 a day because my shoulder, like, the labrum, you can imagine, I'm still lifting through it. And, you know, when you irritate in there, it gets inflamed, it gets sore. So, but when I upped it to 10, I gave that my body a boost of it, and I was doing it consistently. After about a month, look, my shoulder was a lot better, like at least 50% better, if not more. I found that I had, like, I was telling Randy, I said, Randall, I was like, man, I don't know, but after my workout session, like, I feel like I can keep going. You know, so I felt like there was a boost of energy, sustained energy of endurance, and also my sleep was, like, better. And I was just kind of blown away. I was like, guys, like, you guys are onto something. Like, so then we just kept moving forward. You know, we created a partnership, and now I'm, you know, spokesperson. I guess you could call me the face of the company, but I truly believe in xanthosin and the astaxanthin and what it does for you. And, you know, I got my wife taking it now. You know, she's trying to see if it can help with her skin care. So, skin health. So, yeah, man, it's been a blessing, you know, to have connected with David and Randall.
We're talking about David Watermull, who's the founder of Cardax, which is actually an official company name, but xanthosin. And Randy Mowry,
yes.
Marketing person.
Randy,
yeah, same
yes.
Same thing with me. You know, I play fast pitch softball and slow pitch, but fast pitch I pitch, so I'm pushing off the mound. I usually will strain my groin muscle every couple of years, and 1 year I strain, and usually I'm out 5 to 6 months. And so I just started taking it, and I was back to playing 2 months. But so, guys, Xanthosyn, you can Google it. You can do your own research. You can talk to the company people. But what I would tell you, you know, obviously Chaz, an elite athlete. So when he says he's taking 8 to 10 a day, that's a whole nother story. The bottle says one during every meal, 3 times a day. But what I experienced when I went to a GNC, and GNC, you can get them all. We'll talk about where it's located at, where you can get it at. But I was talking to GNC, a salesperson. All the GNC salesperson people are trained and very knowledgeable about supplements. So one day I was at the Manoa one, and I was talking to this kid, and like 28, 29 years old kid. I'm 63. So anyway, he says, you know, I said, I wanted to test it. So I went and asked him about Xanthosyn. It's not thinking, not telling him I knew about it. And he goes, yeah, you know, by the way, I'm a former heptathlon athlete. A local kid went away, came back, got hurt. And he goes, you know, I'm taking about 8 a day. I said, but the bottle says once every meal, 3 times a day. He goes, no, if you're very active and you're bigger like myself, you want to take more. And you can take as many as you want. There's nothing going to affect you. There's no side effects, even if you're taking medication, other medications or not. So when I started ramping up myself, because I walk 9 holes 3 to 4 days a week and I'm carrying a lot of weight, my joints get sore. But it has helped me in terms of hydration. I don't take vitamin C anymore. I don't take vitamin D. I don't take other things. And that's not to say don't do it for yourself. Everybody needs to talk to a doctor or check out Xanthosyn. But it has helped me so much. But so, Chad, you're working on it. Give us an idea of what your typical day is like. And so we can get a little better picture of why you take so much. Which is
again, I just wanted to kind of touch on that again. You know, that was at the height of my, you know, soreness, you know, when I was just feeling achy and I just wanted to give it that boost. But now I'm at, I guess I'll call it a maintenance. I'll take anywhere from just 4 to 6 a day, you know, depending. If I have a hard upper body training day where it's a hard push, I want to, you know, give it that extra help to recover. So that's when I'll take maybe a couple more, you know, that day. But right now there's probably no more than 6 a day. So that just to kind of touch on that. But as far as a typical day goes, you know, I'll get up, and you gotta remember now, bodybuilding is a different beast, you know, so I have to eat 6 meals a day.
Wow.
So
I wish I could eat 6 meals a day. I love food, but that would kill me.
Yeah, but it's all measured. You know, it's all weighed out. Sure. Like I have a food scale.
Wow.
Both my wife and I do it. So, you know, it's very regimented, routine, same food every day.
No pizza.
Same meals, no pizza. I'll have a cheat meal once every so often when my coach feels like it's time. But I do have a coach. I'm not doing this on my own. I'm having someone that's one of the best in the game help me. And
who's that?
Right. He goes by Cuts, but his name's Ariel. He's out of California.
Okay.
But he's got the current Mr. Olympia men's physique right now. That's
wow.
His guy.
Really?
So yeah, he's amazing, and he's also a big advocate on just health. You know, in general. So that's what I love about him. But anyway, yeah. So, I mean, I'll eat 6 meals a day. We train. We're in the gym probably for a total of 2 hours, roughly, because we warm up, train, do cardio after, you know. And then it's like, you know, I do have a couple, you know, things I do on the side, like social media, influencer stuff.
Sure.
I am a sales, energy sales consultant with Family First Solar. So I do sales with Family First Solar.
Got it.
So I'll make my calls and I'll do whatever appointments I have to during the day when it's scheduled. I'm you know, editing videos, doing content, all while trying to fit in 6 meals every 2 to 3 hours, you know. So got the kids, got to drop my daughter off for work, pick her up from work, pick up my other daughter from school, you know. So me and my wife kind of tag team, you know, everything, but we're pretty busy, and, you know, but I'm excited about it, you know. First, we talked about my football career earlier, right? Like, I dedicated my entire life,
Absolutely.
Literally, to become a professional athlete. And then when I became a pro, that was it. Like, everything I did was to continue to be the best that I can be, to maintain that as long as I could. And that's what I did. And so now I'm excited that I have multiple things I get to do. You know, I get to go and bodybuild. I get to, you know, do solar cells. Now I'm partnered with Xanthosyn. I have a Texaco partnership. You know, I just love being very active. I've always been an active guy ever since a little kid. I just couldn't sit still. So I love being on the go. A lot of energy. And now Xanthosyn, I got even more.
I'll tell you, that's true for myself as well. But as a former athlete, like for myself, I played football up until my sophomore year. When I went my junior, senior year, I was at mid-pack. And like when I saw the Pac-5 team, they were really big back in those days. Like, oh, I'm not going to be – I was a quarterback, running back. Like, I don't think – I'll stick to baseball and basketball. I bowled a little bit. But so I have a lot of old joint and muscle issues and things are coming – all these old injuries coming back and – you know, I think, and I don't know about you, you can answer me, how has it, it's helped me actually quite a bit into dealing with all this pain and more so, you know, having more kind of, I would say, lubrication in my joints as I walk when I golf.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. You know, you hear all these, I don't know if I'll call it horror stories, but former players, I mean, it's unfortunate, but a lot of linemen, you know, because of all the banging, every single play, right? They end up just having, you know, just bad things, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I was a return guy, receiver. So as much as I made a lot of people miss, I still took my fair share of hits. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I tore my ACL back in 2008. I've had a total of 4 surgeries in my career.
Oh.
I have a torn ACL. A sports hernia, so I had to get that fixed, and a Jones fracture in my foot. I had surgery on that twice.
Wow.
Plus, you know, my fingers, right? Think about all the catching, all the dislocations of the fingers. You know, talk about joint health. Like, they feel great right now. Like, I'm very fortunate to be, you know, still as active and still being able to do what I can do even after a 13, 14 year professional career, right? Add on the 4 or 5 years of college, add on the 4 years of high school, add on the 2 years of Pop Warner. I mean, that's a lot of football. That's a lot of wear and tear, right? A lot of mileage. And so, yes, things can creep up on us as we age. But like I said, if we find the right product, like a Xanthosyn to help with managing all of that too, and not just managing, Percy, like, bettering, right? I'm trying to get better joint health, better muscle function, better sleep. Like, it's possible, you know. And if you look at them, if you go check out the website, the backing, the scientific backing, the things that they've had, the thing that they talk about, it's like, it's unbelievable. You know, it's like a breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
it's a major breakthrough.
Yeah,
you know, people that those that are listening right now. Go get you a bottle or two. And better yet, I have to throw this out there, Percy. If you order online at the Xanthosyn website, okay, you can use, number one, it's going to be cheaper online. It's going to be cheaper if you subscribe, so you get your monthly, you know, mail in the mail every single month, right? So you're going to save that way. But you can save even more now. This is for online only. By using my code CO2,
you get an additional
CO and then the number 2. You get an additional 15% off the top, and that will still give you even 15% off of your subscriptions monthly. So, big time savings if you shop online and you get on the subscriptions.
So, guys, this is not an infomercial. This is more actually a testimony.
Yes,
and even for myself, I've taken so many people there. Like yourself, you know, I can't say it's a miracle drug or anything. It's not FDA approved, by the way. It's a supplement. It's a dietary supplement. So it doesn't have to be FDA approved. Many doctors don't even know about it, but slowly more and more are. So they may not even give you a comment about this. But it is something that, you know, is really highly recommended. Because I'm 63 now, I still think I'm in my 40s. So a lot of people think, especially if you're active, right? And you're only 41, but yeah, you gotta take advantage of things that we learn and vet and try. I would say try yourself. I didn't know about the online thing. And CO2, guys, I'm going to write this down, by the way, Chad.
Yeah, hey, take advantage of it. The reason why I'm so big on this and the reason why I jumped on board with Xanthosyn is because I believe in it. I witnessed it. I tried it. I felt it. You know, I've been approached by a lot of companies, a lot of different things, supplements. Hey, you know, we want that. And it's like, I'm not going to advocate for something that I haven't tried, that I don't believe in. So this is, you know, true when I say this, right? I mean, it's something that's game changing, and I highly recommend it for sure. So take advantage of that code, CO2.
All right, Chad. I know, Chad, you got to run. You got to busy. You're a busy guy. But is there any last things you want to mention about your career, how you stayed healthy, anything else?
I mean, you know, I just want to say thank you to, you know, all the fans that have supported me, that have, you know, watched me through college and followed me throughout my professional career. You know, it goes a long way. You know, it's without fans, honestly, without fans in the stands, like we had the pandemic years when, you know, the games was played, no fans. It's like, how can you even, I wouldn't be able to play. I wouldn't be interested in playing sports if there was no fans to get excited, to get them out their chairs, to stand and cheer, right? So thank you guys for, you know, giving this kid from Hawaii a dream to shoot for. And even though I was undersized, you know, I had a lot of self-belief. So on another note, another message, I mean, no matter how old you are, no matter how something, you know, someone else may say that this is so far-fetched, if you believe you can do something and you want to go and do something and achieve something, go do it and believe that you can get it done and do whatever you can and need to achieve that goal. You know what I mean? So don't limit yourself. I mean, that's just kind of my thing. Like I got a lot of self-belief. I'm very, very confident. And, you know, at the same time, I'm very humbled because I know that I've been at the lowest of lows, I've been at the highest of highs, and I've been in between. And so I try to kind of live and stay at like a par level, you know. First, you play golf. I'm just trying to be at par. You know, I'm not trying to break any records right now. If I can be at par, I'll be extremely happy. And you know, you don't get too high when things, you know, go your way. You don't get too low when things don't go your way, because we talked about it, that's life.
Yeah,
things are going to go up and down. We're going to have adversities, and you know, I think, you know, I was talking with my wife the other day just about gratitude, and you know, a lot of people think about the things that they don't have. You know, just take a moment and think about the things that you do have, right? The beautiful family you have, the, you know, your current health or your house or whatever you have. I think just be grateful that you have those things, because look, we just got an eye opener, right? Like look at Lahaina, Maui.
Yeah.
Like look at what's going on. Like people have lost everything in like literally hours.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's just another example for us to look at and be like, wow, man, like life is short. Let's spend it being happy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Chad, thanks so much. I have one question. I forgot to ask you. I made a comment earlier. Your favorite football player or favorite moment in the NFL?
Oh, my NFL life, I feel, was short-lived. I feel like I didn't get to max out that potential, mm-hmm. which I'm still to this day, I fight with sometimes mentally. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a couple of things. I think the day I got drafted, you know, I was with my family. Everyone was there. Like, you know, so that day I got drafted, my name got called, and that was a surreal moment because, right? I mean, a lot of people said,
yeah,
it wouldn't happen. I was too small.
Yep.
So that moment was just unbelievable. And you know what? Like people may find this like odd, but getting cut from the NFL, like, and being done, like literally cut, I think that was not good for me, but it definitely, you know, it lights a fire, right? It sparks the just a new motivation to continue to prove that you can. Mm-hmm. And so I did. You know, I went and played 1 year in the Arena Football League, and then I ended up in Canada, where I just was like, man, you know what? I just want to play football. I love the game. Let me just not worry about money. Let me not worry about this, not worry about that, and just play the game that I love. And look at what happened. Like, you know, so I think those moments of my NFL career kind of, you know, number one, dream fulfilled. Number two, sparked the motivation to go and do what I did in Canada. And now, because of that success, I'm doing what I'm doing now. You know what I mean? Like that, mm-hmm. It just kind of snowballed to this, where we are at today.
Well, I think you're a role model for a lot of the kids, today, let alone for myself, who loved watching you. And you made it to the NFL, got drafted, and becoming the MVP of the CFL. So hey, Chad, I know you got to run, but thank you so much. Guys, we'll be back. We're going to let Chad go. He's got to run off and go work out again. Anyway, thanks so much, Chad. We're going to take a short break. And you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Aloha, Chad.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117, NMLS 582-944.
Welcome back, guys. And this is Percy with Generations Radio. Thanks to Chad Owens there. And I've been taking Xanthosin for about 4 years, maybe now, maybe a little longer. I did my research. I tried different things. And if you want to continue to stay young, continue to participate in sports, whether it's, you know, the high level or amateur level like myself. But even for everyday people, I don't take vitamin C anymore. I don't take vitamin D. I don't take any joint medicine. Talk to your physician because I know a lot of them know about it and a lot of them don't know about it. It's over the counter. You can get them at various places around town like Don Quixote is a big supplier. They do a lot. All the times pharmacies, all the times supermarkets, the GNC stores, Marukai, Newtown Square Pharmacy, even down to earth, and mention CO2, you get a discount of 15% when you purchase online at xantho.com. That's Z as in zebra, A-N-T-H-O.com, and you get 15% off. I would tell you, recommend you try it. If you take any kind of other anti-inflammatory, check it out. What we didn't get involved, because I know Chad had to run, Xanthosin's been around, I don't know, what, 10 years now? And they finally was able to have a clinical trial over the last year. And they finished it up, and I heard about it beginning part of the year, and they sent it to the National Institute of Health, NIH. It's where everybody goes to for health information. It's about healthy living. And they reviewed the trials and the study, and they gave it a gold medal review. Highly recommend to take this. And now I think going forward, if we can get more people involved to see this and try this supplement, I really think down the road you're going to get this approved by your insurance company to help with inflammation. If you do your study and research, you'll find inflammation is the cause of all disease, almost all diseases. Cancer, arthritis, even heart, all kind of things. And I'm not paid, by the way, to say things like this, but I've tried it. I've done this. I've looked at the review of this, the trials, NIH, and everybody will tell you astaxanthin is a known compound for inflammation. They first found this in salmon. That's what makes salmon pink. Then they found it in kelp on a Big Island, and they were manufacturing that. And then David Watermull, the founder, met up with some doctors and found a way to create that astaxanthin in a synthetic compound form. And don't quote me on this. I'm just off the top of my head. What I did, what I found, and it made a pure form of astaxanthin. And that's what the cause of all inflammation is. Just astaxanthin is what calms down the inflammation. So I highly recommend you try that. I don't get paid to say that. I'm just telling you from a aging advocate that try to encourage and find things for the magazine as a resource magazine to help us all age better, age well, live well. It's one of the best things I have found. So check that out. Go online, do your own studies about astaxanthin, and then also xantho.com. Don't forget CO2 is the code to get a discount for this supplement. So last weekend, by the way, we had our 15th annual Aging in Place workshop. It was fantastic, guys. Almost every room was full, except for mine. I'm the reverse mortgage guy, even though I'm the producer of the event, publisher of the magazine. You know, for some reason, still today, people still have a negative attitude about reverse mortgages. Guys, it's a government product. Once you learn about what it is, what it's not, you'll find out it could be a great benefit to you as you age. Not something that you want to just listen to somebody and think all the good things. Look at the bad things. Find out what's the downside of it. I was talking to a group at Coppola the other day. Wednesday. And I was able to make them understand the negativity. So if you have any questions about reverse mortgages, call me, email me, text me, PercyEhara@Hotmail, or my phone number, 808-234-3117. I'm in the magazine. I'm more than happy to speak to your group. I've done a lot of professional training with attorneys, financial advisors, realtors, CPAs, bookkeepers, you name it. I've talked to these guys. I've counseled hundreds of families and hundreds of professionals about the benefits and the use of the reverse mortgage. And if you want some basic information online, which is really hard to get, I'll be honest with you, it's hard to understand fully what a reverse mortgage is until you sit down with a professional like myself. I'm a mortgage banker, so I take the application in, I review the loan, I underwrite the loan, and we fund the loan. And after the loan closes, if you don't want to call the mainland, you call me for servicing. But we are a banker. We're not a mortgage broker that will take the loan in and hope the lender will get it approved. We are thorough. If anything goes up and down the road, we're responsible. Where a lot of times we've seen mortgage brokers just run. A lot of times they'll say have commercials that make it sound like it's the best thing since sliced bread. It's not for everybody, guys. And so when I see these commercials out there talking about how good it is and using celebrities, how good it is, you need to make sure what's the bad side, what's the downside. Make sure you look at all the documentation and ask them, what's the downside? How is it going to affect my family? How do you guys underwrite the file? Make sure they know, because a lot of people in this industry are, because interest rates went up on a forward mortgage side, they get into the reverse mortgage business and they don't have experience. And hopefully it doesn't cause a lot of problems down the road, but educate yourself. Our best website that I recommend people go to is called smartreverse.com. Simply that. SmartReverse.com. My company, Open Mortgage, sponsors that page, but you hardly see anything about our company on there except for a small logo on the bottom. But it has the best information that I've seen in 21 years about the reverse mortgage. Basically, it has some print information, otherwise videos on different aspects, step by step by step by step, about the reverse mortgage process, how to get educated, how to process it, how to get counseled. It's really important what happens, how to get the funds, how to take the funds, and what happens at the back end once you get the reverse mortgage. So if you want more information or maybe do a workshop for your group, give me a call, 808-234-3117. But thanks to all our sponsors, last week, Saturday, was our Aging in Place workshop. We had about 1,400 people there. Before COVID, we had over 2,000. I do have to shout out to our three major sponsors there besides my company, but Financial Benefits Insurance, the largest Medicare insurance broker in the state. They're also in Texas, Nevada, and I believe Utah. Great information. I would highly recommend you, if you're looking at Medicare or have questions about Medicare, give them a call. They have the most information, obviously, because they're the biggest. And they know all about all the different programs out there. Thanks to Martha Klopin from Get Martha's Best Buddy Medicare app. She's a wonderful sponsor of the magazine. And lastly, AARP. They did a fantastic job. They even brought in Miss Sarah Locke, who was on our radio show last week, talking about brain health. And her room was full. They also had in there Dr. Kamal Masaki from Jabson talking about aging and medicine. Kat Sawai, longtime friend of mine from IAEA's Body and Brain branch. Nicole from CareSif and Kurt Kuryu from a contractor that talks about modifications and aging in the home. We love to see Social Security there. Miss Jane Brigsay, room was packed. She probably had the most people that wanted to talk to her after her presentation. Thank you, Jane, so much. You stayed the whole time. And she did a morning session, afternoon session. And, of course, Martha, your Medicare buddy expert there. My room was always very good because we have probably the most experienced, most knowledgeable guy, Mr. Michael Yee with Ameriprise Financial. He's probably done the most long-term care insurance policies in the state in the last, I don't know, 20 years. He's literally the expert on long-term care insurance from Ameriprise Financial. He writes for the magazine, so contact him through there. And of course, Mr. Stephen Yim, estate planning with Monica Yampuku, who talked about conflict with estate planning, and that's growing a big, big issue today, guys. Check out the magazine. But as I told the group the other day, you know, the magazine is a resource. We try to give you information to be proactive. Obviously, if you're not proactive, you're reactive, things happen, you can always call us. But we try to provide a lot of information in the magazine about being proactive, about how to avoid sibling conflict. And that was really good. Every session was pretty much full, except for my room, which is fine. Thanks to David Watermore and Xanthosen, the Healthy Aging Room. Every session was full. We had actually had to bring extra chairs. They started off that morning with controlling inflammation with David Watermore from Xanthosen. Then we have Mr. Clint Evans, a Tai Chi trainer, talked about Tai Chi for senior fall prevention at the YMCA. Check out the local YMCA in your area. Besides fall prevention, they do yoga, and they have free meals, by the way. And you don't have to be a YMCA member, guys. As long as you're over, don't quote me on this, 50, 55, I believe, 60 maybe. Call them up. You got to sign up, by the way. You don't have to be a YMCA member. Free lunch Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you have to eat it there. And also thanks to Anthony Crisco, the fascia expert. It's amazing how many people came up to me and I say, by the way, Percy, what is fascia? So I said the same thing I tell everybody. Guys, I didn't know what fascia was 5 years ago, but I heard about it. So fascia, really quickly, is, remember back in the day you had the Tyson chicken, right, in a frozen block, right? You thaw it out, you pull off the skin, and what's under the skin? There's a little white film. That's your fascia. And that's now considered a muscle today because it wasn't 20 years ago. And that is every part of your body that encompasses every part of your tendons, your muscles, keeps it in place. Rolling your fascia, taking care of your fascia is so important. I do that as well. And I tried it for myself, and I brought many people to the classes to try it out themselves, basically to hydrate and create blood flow. But take a class from Anthony Crisco. Fascia is spelled, by the way, F-A-S-C-I-A. Google that, Anthony Crisco, C-R-I-S-C-O, Anthony. He is called a Fascinator. And he has wonderful classes in person or online. And that has really helped me with my inflammation and my circulation and hydrating my body is fantastic. If you're active, whether you're walking every day or not, this is a must. Thanks to Scott Mukuokani, the attorney. He had a really good presentation. He wrote a book, and he was on here a few weeks ago, How a Genius Approaches Estate Planning. How a Genius Approaches Estate Planning. Great book, Scott, by the way, and Kaya. I tell you, guys, it's really, really important to understand aging and the legal and financial process, how to avoid conflict, how to prepare your revocable trust, your power of attorney, your medical directive. It's so important. Shout out goes to my family friend, Annette Pang. Tips for families from squabbles to hugs. As I mentioned earlier about family conflict nowadays, Annette Pang is a life coach, talks about how to communicate with siblings and our parents, how to walk through and navigate yourself as we get conflict. Or every week I get clients come to me or friends, conflict they have with their siblings. I was on a call this morning for half an hour with another friend of mine, how to avoid conflict. And then the last one I'll talk about for aging in place is the best kept secret in the long-term care continuum. We had Kathy Wyatt from Hale Haole, Hawaii, Adult Day Center. Fantastic presentation. And I'll tell you, that is the first defense before you get a home care provider or go out to a facility. Adult daycare is the best kept secret in our continuum care process. So thanks and shout out to everybody. We will have next year's is, I believe next year, our event is on August 17th. Let me just get my calendar here and confirm that. It's August 17th, 2024. It'll be a 16th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Alamon Hotel. We expect that one as COVID passes by. We'll have over 2,000 people. So check it out. It'll be in a magazine. Don't worry. We'll see lots of that. But I did want to mention our Realities of Aging workshops have been changed and moved going forward. In September, all the events at the Alamon Hotel for the Realities of Aging have been moved to Big City Diner. And they are one of our sponsors, by the way. We distributed all the Big City Diners and all the Zippies, by the way. Anyway, September 27th, we have our first Big City Diner in Waipio, 8:30 to 11:30, September 27th. It's a Wednesday, and we'll be talking about Medicare, caregiving, reverse mortgages, legal, financial. We'll provide caregiver resources, aging in place information, brief retirement information. But it's really important to check these out. They're in person, and by the way, guys, we're going to include breakfast. And September 27th is at Waipio Big City Diner, 8:30, 11:30. October 4th, the following week, which is a Wednesday, all of them will be on a Wednesday, will be at the Big City Diner in Kamakee. And because it opened for breakfast, we're doing these in Kamakee October 4th from 2 to 5 p.m. October 11th, we'll be at the Windward Mall in Kaneohe at the Big City Diner there, 8:30 to 11:30 in that back private room. And breakfast will be included. October 25th, Big City Dining Waipio. We're back to Big City Waipio, 8:30 to 11:30. November 1st, we're back to Kamakee, 2 to 5 p.m. And November 8th, we're back at Waipio, Kaneohe, 8:30 to 11:30. That's November 8th. So it will be in a September-October issue of Generations Magazine. And I'll give you a sneak peek real quick. That cover story is on the Beta Beta Gamma Foundation ladies and their foundation, last surviving sorority from the University of Hawaii. And by the way, I'm in a fraternity from UH, for Phi Kappa Pi. Welcome to our fraternity brothers there. I've been following them. I've been to the golf tournaments. I've been to the fundraisers, and they're still going strong. A lot of them are finding pledges and members in the 60s and 70s, like myself. But they do a great job. They're giving back to the community. And shout out to Meals on Wheels over there. But yeah, it's a great story about these little ladies still contributing to this day to the younger generation and the older generation. And I got to close up here. We got to close the show, but I'll give you another sneak peek. November, December issue. If you've seen those commercials with SHIP, State Health Insurance Program, that's what SHIP, State Health Insurance Program, had commercials and ads with legendary coach, UH volleyball coach Dave Shoji, basketball, UH basketball coach Vince Scoo, and the third was, has since passed, unfortunately, Jim Leahy. Coach Gu and Coach Shoji will be on the cover of the November-December issue, and we will try and make some room for a tribute to Hawaii's greatest sportscaster, Jim Leahy, unfortunately. But, yeah, those are some really great things coming up. We have our Kahala Mall event will be coming up there very shortly. I believe that's on October 20th. It's a Friday, 9 to 2 p.m. at Kahala Mall. That's coming up. And the Mayor's Craft Fair will be in November. But that you'll see in the magazine as well, guys. So thank you so much for telling your friends. We've had so much fanfare. Our Aging in Place workshop was a fantastic success. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to all our exhibitors that came out. Thanks to all the nonprofits and city and state agencies that came. It was a wonderful day. We had so many comments, fantastic comments, thanking us for doing that. We will continue that as we go forward. So anyway, my name is Percy Ihara. I'm your certified senior advisor. I have a CLTZ, Certified in Long-Term Planning, and Publisher Magazine. And lastly, I'm the Hawaii Reverse Mortgage Specialist. So have a great weekend, everybody. As always, aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117. NMLS 582-944.